Our scripture reading, we turn to Ephesians chapter 5. This verse that we consider talks about the fact that we were darkness, we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And we take note that this chapter speaks about that. And we take note of that as we go through it. Ephesians 5, we begin at verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all these things that are reproved are made manifest by light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. So far we read from the Word of God this evening, and the text we consider is verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Dearly beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, in this fifth chapter of Ephesians, it begins by calling us to be followers of our God, of our Father, as dear children. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. Children of God, by the grace of God, we've been saved. We are God's children. And we are told to be imitators, followers of our God as dear children. And then there's this reference to children of disobedience. Verse 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And we live in the midst of this wicked world, where people blatantly reject the things that God commands. We hear their wicked conversation, the things they talk about, the sins they commit and delight to refer to. And we live in the midst of this wicked world, and our young adults live in the midst of this wicked world. And we are called not to be partakers with them. The next verse, verse 7, which is the verse right before the text we consider, says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. It speaks of the wrath of God that's coming upon them. The wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. We've been separated. We've been called out. We were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Text addresses us as children of God. It addresses us and says, we are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. There are similar exhortations elsewhere in the scriptures. We are constantly to think about what we were, to think about what we are now. In Christ, we still have a sinful nature, but we take note, it says, now are ye light in the Lord, and to think about our calling, walk as children of light. You see how similar, we can see how this is similar to what we have in the Heidelberg Catechism. How great our sins and miseries are, the first part. Parallel with, ye were sometimes darkness. how I have delivered from my sins and miseries. But now are ye light in the Lord. How do we express our gratitude to God? Walking as children of light. We consider this text under the theme, Children of Light. We consider what we were. Secondly, what we are in Christ. And thirdly, the exhortation. Children of light. It says, ye were. Sometimes darkness. Man is called, unbelieving man is called darkness. His nature is corrupt. We're to think not only about the fact that people do things they shouldn't do, and just look at the actions. But we recognize that Scripture says man's nature is corrupt. He's called darkness. That's referred to in the 14th article of the Belgic Confession, where it says, all the light which is in us is changed into darkness, as the Scriptures teach us, saying, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, where St. John calleth men darkness. Sinful man, unbelieving man, is like the devil. And we live in the midst of this world, children of disobedience, who are like the devil. It's important that we confess that, and that we teach that to you children. You children can see the things the world does very easily. You can hear what they say, and you can hear what they sing, you can see what they do. God speaks of sinful man as and says he is darkness. They have some knowledge of God, as our creeds say, as the Scriptures teach, sufficient to leave man without excuse. He knows that stealing, lying, murder are evil. Yet he continues to do such. And he laughs about the things he does. And you can hear sinful men talking about the things they do, laughing about them. Blatantly fornicating and talking about it, getting drunk and laughing about it, talking about what they did last weekend, the night before, laughing about things they did, talking about people they've lied to, cheated, laughing about what they've done. Sinful man is darkness. They hate the light. Sinful man hates light. Jesus said that. Familiar with the fact that the idea of the term light appears in a number of places in the Scriptures and in the book of John. Jesus said, this is the condemnation. that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness. They loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Such is what our Lord has taught us. We confess the depravity of man, total depravity. That's what Scripture teaches. Ye were darkness. Ye were sometimes darkness. That indicates, when we think of what Scripture says about sinful man, that it is important for us to confess that we were darkness. Now, it's still the case that we have a sinful nature. This does not mean we don't have a sinful nature anymore. We still do. As Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. We confess that, and we still have that evil nature. And sin flows from it. Nor is it by any means abolished or done away by baptism. As we saw baptism this morning, it says it's not abolished or done away by baptism. Since sin always issues forth from this woeful source as water from a fountain. We still have that sinful nature. But God speaks to us and says, ye were darkness now, and then addresses us and speaks of what we are in Christ. Now are ye light in the Lord. Certainly, this brings out to us that it is important for us to remember what we were. We are to think about that. Wherefore, remember, this is earlier in the book of Ephesians, remember this, that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And then it says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. It's important that you and I think about what we were. Or to think about, you know, when you think of the talking about being delivered from bondage, to think of the fact that God has delivered us from bondage. We were dead. He has raised us to life. We were in bondage. He has set us free. Our salvation is all of grace. To confess that we were dead, we were darkness, we were in bondage, we confess that, and we confess that our salvation, the fact that we now believe, the fact that now we are light in the Lord, is entirely of the grace of our God. We humbly give our God thanks for our salvation. Now, when we look at this passage that speaks about not only what we were, but what we are called in this chapter, we are called light, we are called, as is also the case elsewhere, we are called children of light. Now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now we think of the fact that the scriptures say, God, our Father, your heavenly Father, is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now when we think of our heavenly Father, we think of how scripture says that he is light. In him is no darkness at all. And we are his children. We bear his image. He has redeemed us. He has sent his Son, who paid for all of our sin, who suffered and died for us. And we think of the hellish agonies into which he was plunged. Christ came, our Redeemer came. He was hated. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was crucified. He suffered and died. He paid for your and my sins. And God has raised us to life. And we have been enlightened. That's also that idea that we have been enlightened is said in earlier in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 18. Verse 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and so on. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. God has enlightened us. He has shined in us. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, it says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He shined in our hearts. We know God. We understand that we bear his image means that we are in Christ, righteous and holy, and we have a true knowledge of God. We know him. We love him. We have fellowship with him. God has shined into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. In the face of Christ, and we think of how God is revealed in Jesus Christ. God has opened our eyes that we might see. We not only hear the gospel proclaimed, but he has opened our eyes that we might see. We understand that there are those that can be sitting where the gospel is preached, yet they don't have eyes to see. They hate the light. That though they may be sitting where the gospel is proclaimed, they hate it. It's by the grace of God that anybody believes. God works in us by his Spirit. We have eyes to see. We know God. We have fellowship with him. We say that that covenant relationship is a relationship of friendship and fellowship that we have with the living God. We are light in the Lord. The one who is called the light of the world. Jesus said that. We're familiar with that. I am the light of the world. We're in him. We are members of his body. And Ephesians 5 speaks of that. Christ and his bride, the church. We are in him who is the light of the world. And that same language, light of the world, Jesus spoke that about himself. And then we read in Matthew 5, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are light in the Lord. We are to bear witness to the truth, to speak God's word. That idea of holding to the truth and speaking what God says, that's found in another verse that speaks about us shining as lights in the world. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. Again, the idea of talking about that we're children of God. Sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. And so on. We shine as lights in the world. And we are called to confess the truth, the word of God that God teaches us, Christ teaches us, and then we are to tell others what Christ teaches, and also we are to show in our life that we are submissive to our God, that we not only can show people from Scripture what the Scriptures teach, we not only can show them, for example, from Scripture that divorce and remarriage is wrong. If one can't divorce and remarry when one's spouse is still living and now they're married to someone else, they can't do that. We can show that from Scripture, that marriage is a lifelong bond. But then we also recognize in our own marriages that we're to do what this says. What is said here in Ephesians 5, husbands and wives loving one another, and in their daily life manifesting that. thankful for their salvation, thankful for the spouse the Lord has given him or her if one is married. Showing forth our thankfulness to our God. We take note of the fact that in this exhortation in Ephesians 5, God speaks to us, and this is something you can see in a number of places. He speaks to us as believers. You know, we do that in our worship service. We say, "Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ." We do that in our conversation with one another. We talk to one another and address one another as believers. We know that it's not the case that everybody that's a member of a church, the Church Institute, is going to be a believer. We address our children that way too. We talk to them as believers. And we see that the scriptures speak that way. That's what it says here in Ephesians 5. And you have similar language in 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, "Ye are all the children of light." Someone might say, well, there may be unbelievers there. But the word of God speaks to us and addresses us that way. "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." The scriptures do speak to us that way. The scriptures themselves are addressed to believers. "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God." That's the way 1 Thessalonians starts off. "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God." Scriptures speak about what we were, about what we are, and it exhorts us. God exhorts us. Walk as children of light. Now we take note of the fact that he speaks of us and already tells us that we are light. You think of how there are the many that will teach that regeneration is something that someone seeks and somebody asks for, and then they're regenerating. Scriptures teach that man by nature is dead. Our salvation is entirely a work of God's grace. We see this exhortation here that God says to us, "Ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." God saved us that, not because of what anything we did, but God saved us that we might glorify him, that we might praise him, as we say in Lord's Day 32. Now, looking at this context in Ephesians 5, we see that this exhortation is coming to us who are in the midst of all these people that are walking in wickedness. So when you look at this verse in its context, that's very clear. He's saying fornication and uncleanness and covetousness, you know, that's going on all over. People blatantly fornicating, filthiness, foolish talking. You think of the foolishness, the filthy talking and jesting. Whoremongers, unclean persons, covetous man who's an idolater. And then, "Let no man deceive you. Because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them." We're to walk in separation. We're not to have fellowship have no fellowship. Verse 5, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We're not to have fellowship with those that are walking impenitently in sin. We're to speak against the sin. We're not to fellowship with them. And we recognize that when we first meet someone, and we hear some of the things they're saying, some of the things they're talking about, we talk to them about how, you know, what they're saying is contrary to what Scripture says. And it's good for us to point that out. We recognize that is our calling, for us to do that as we have opportunity. To bear witness to other people. We talked a moment ago about divorce and remarriage, about fornication. You think of fornication, for example, that people will blatantly talk about fornicating. They're not married. They'll talk about drunkenness. And saying, now the Scriptures say that that's sinful. And just come right out and say that to them. You know, when you're talking, you guys keep talking about getting drunk and fornicating. You know, the Bible does say that's sinful. God says right here, because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. This would be a good verse to show them. This is mentioned right here. Think of the wickedness that's going on and how we've got to stay separate from that. And we need to speak against these things. Because sometimes it can be the case that we've talked to somebody repeatedly and they reject it. And they may even start speaking against us and speaking some strong words. They're speaking cruel words against us and mocking us. Express their hatred. And we recognize that that may be, that they will do that. Our calling is to bear witness to the truth. There will be people that will speak evil against us falsely for Christ's sake. Calling is to bear witness to the truth. And when somebody's walking impenitently, we've talked to them, they're not going to turn. We're not to fellowship with them. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Be diligent at work, doing what God has called you and I to do. When we think of what our calling is, we think of, from a positive point of view also, well, what would God have me to do? I'm to be diligently at work, and I'm to show forth in the workplace that when I come to work and I've got work to do, I'm diligent at that work. And that's referred to, for examples, in Ephesians 6, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as to unto Christ. As unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. Laboring diligently, not just when somebody happens to be watching us, but being diligent, doing what we're supposed to do. Speaking the truth, being honest in our dealings, whether with customers or with fellow employees, speaking the truth. And you think of how much deception there is that takes place. Sometimes a person may even tell you, could even have somebody at work now tell you, now when you tell them this, and you know it's not true. And you say, I'm not going to say that. Because that's not true. Be sinning against God. I'm not going to say that. It's important in our daily life that we show we serve Christ. It may be that we have a certain employer that's paying me. I labor as one who serves Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, thankful for my salvation. That's what we're called to do. Shine as lights. God says, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We're to grow in our understanding of the word. We delight to see our young people make confession of faith and to hear you confess the things that you believe and that you can express the doctrines, the fundamental doctrines of the Reformed faith. We recognize that you and us together constantly need to grow in our understanding. There's much to learn. And as we talk with other people too, you can recognize they could ask us questions and don't really know exactly how to answer that. I think, well, we need to go to the scriptures, we need to study, we need to read something that would be helpful in explaining and being able to come back to that person and be able to explain it. Come to an understanding ourselves and be able to say it to others. And we recognize we constantly need to grow, to learn, to grow in wisdom, to ask God for wisdom. Ask Him for grace. Ask Him for the wisdom that we need. Ask Him to guide us to understand, as we do when we study the scriptures together. We ask God to guide us to understand what we're reading. And we grow as we study together. We grow. On the one hand, we grow to understand the passage. We also recognize there's a lot more here. Both of those happen as we study a passage. That we recognize we're growing, we're learning, we're starting to see how these different parts of the passage put together. And we also recognize there's a lot here. There's a lot more to learn. And we're constantly to look to God for that grace and God. As God teaches us, He guides us. And as we have opportunity, we are to tell others. That applies also in our homes, not only to people outside, but we recognize in the teaching of our homes, as young adults grow up, and if they marry, they have children, and the calling now to teach the coming generation, as we had this morning with baptism. We recognize how much we got to learn ourselves. And in the past, we'd like to hear our dad that would read a passage and say something about it, and we'd be there at the table. He was the one leading in devotions, and now it's you. Now it's you leading in devotions. And we recognize that as we read it, you think, well, I've got so much to learn myself, and that's the way it is with all of us. We've got so much to learn, but we keep praying, we keep looking to God for that grace, and we thank Him for the grace He gives us. And we ask Him for strength, for courage, for humility, for the grace we ask Him for the grace that we may, with humility, bear witness to the truth as we ought to think about what we were and what we are in the Lord by grace of God. And that still, as believers, when we think of what we're called to do and what we're told not to do, we think of our sin. We think of things that we say that we shouldn't be saying. things we laugh at that we shouldn't be laughing at. We think of our own sins, and we keep confessing our sins to our God, to our Father, and asking Him to forgive us. God says to you, to us, "Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." May we think on that, and may we, as we go forward, may we strive to glorify our Savior, expressing our thankfulness to Him for what He has done for us, and living to the glory of His name. Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord, our God, and our Father, we are very thankful, O Lord, for the grace Thou dost give to us and to our children. We rejoice to see our young adults make confession of faith, to confess with us that they're sinners saved by grace. May we together grow and learn. Grant us the grace we need. Grant us the courage that we need. May we walk apart from this world as those that Thou hast separated. We are consecrated unto Thee, our God. We are Thine. We're not our own. Lord, strengthen us in the ongoing battle. Forgive our sins. Grant grace to us and to our children. May Thy name be proclaimed. May we bear witness to Thy truth. Show our thankfulness to Thee. We are so thankful, O Lord, for the blessings Thou dost bestow upon us and upon our children. We praise Thy holy name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.